President Bush announced last week that the Navy will leave Vieques in 2 years. The Puerto Rican island has been used for target practice and aerial bombardment exercises for decades. A day after the president's announcement, Navy Secretary Gordon England confirmed that new training exercises could begin on Vieques as early as today.
Although we plan to discontinue training on Vieques in May of 2003, we will continue to use the range facilities on Vieques in accordance with the currently accepted restrictions on live fire and usage rates.
Opponents of the Navy's presence say they'll protest the latest round of exercises. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Vieques.
Protesters at Camp Peace and Justice, which is just across the street from the entrance to the Navy's property on Vieques, like to wear red bandanas emblazoned with the word peace. Last night, activist Robert Rabin said the bandanas might be needed today for something else if protests get out of hand. The idea, he says, is to use the fabric of the bandana to protect us from tear gases. Keep the bandana wet. We'll provide buckets of water. But remember, it's important to keep the bandana with you at all times. Rabin is the spokesman for the Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques. For years, he's been waging a campaign to get the Navy to end its six-decade-long use of Camp Garcia for military maneuvers, aerial bombardment, and target practice. He said President Bush's promise that the target range would be abandoned and cleaned up in 2 years was not enough.
Every day that goes by that they don't begin that cleanup means more people in Vieques, more children from Vieques, more older people from Vieques run the risk of getting sick, of dying from cancer or other diseases related to the military contamination. This is a life and death situation. This is an urgent situation.
Last night, protest songs blasted from speakers as anti-Navy marchers chanted, "Navy, no, Vieques, see. We have to kick out the criminal Navy." The Navy has been on the island for 60 years, but when a security guard was killed on the range 2 years ago, years of repressed resentment of the Navy's presence bubbled up in many Puerto Ricans. People like Nerida Rivera, a retired school teacher and grandmother from Vieques. She says she's been against the base her whole life.
But this is a place God gave me to live. You know, this is our land. This is our land, and if you are from Boston, I don't know where you are from, but you love the place where you were born. I am fighting for this. I don't know if I'm going to see at the end. I would like to.
In recent weeks, Rivera and other protesters have been joined by a steady stream of notables from the United States. Last night, Jacqueline Jackson, the wife of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, was on hand to give her support.
This is a great day because change is about to happen. Because soon you will live without the insult or the violation of your right to self-determination.
Protesters say that for today, they're planning acts of civil disobedience and will likely try to sneak onto the Navy's property, placing themselves in the line of fire. For its part, the Navy says trespassers will be arrested and prosecuted and has deployed several hundred extra police to keep a tight lid on the situation. Philip Davis, NPR News, Vieques, Puerto Rico.